Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Sunday, June 13th. Today on Forbes, COVID sent Rent the Runway to the brink. Now the fashion business is ready for the reopening boom. In early February 2020, Jennifer Hyman, the co-founder and CEO of Rent the Runway, was in build mode. Her fashion subscription business, which for $159 a month, let customers borrow hundreds of thousands of designer items like Hugo Boss blazers, Marc Jacobs mini bags, and Saint Laurent sunglasses, was growing faster than 100% per year. To stoke growth, Hyman was busy sealing deals with designers to deliver more rent-friendly looks and clothing categories to her style-hungry clientele. Meanwhile, on the grittier and more complex side of the business, she was contemplating the construction of an expensive third distribution facility to take the pressure off her two massive hubs in Dallas, Texas, and Secaucus, New Jersey, that received, cleaned, and mended an endless parade of worn clothes before swiftly packing and shipping them out again. COVID was on her radar too, but only as a possible inventory headache rather than a world-shaking pandemic. As March approached, a slowdown in new customers gave her concern. Then, on March 8th, the U.S. began to shut down. Overnight, Americans found themselves all dressed up, with nowhere to go. Hyman's customers fled. Her special event division, which rented dresses from Marquesa, Ralph Lauren, and Veronica Beard for weddings and galas, ground to a halt. Subscribers, many of whom used the service to dress for work, and who now made up some 75% of Rent the Runway's business, canceled or paused their accounts in droves. By May, just 30% were still active. Thanks to tough pandemic pivots, Rent the Runway is now ready for liftoff in the reopening world. Hyman says subscribers have climbed nearly 100% from the May 2020 lows. For full coverage, check out Steve Bertone's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.